Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. Don't mean God don't love you. Tiffany, I know you needed some. My God. Dear Lord. Probably drove poor mom and dad wacky. Did she drive you wacky, Kip, too, as she was growing up? Oh, look at you. Oh, my God. He's covering for her. I know nothing. I see nothing. You don't have to tell me. I already know. He loves you? I know he does. I can tell. He's covering for you. Henry Cuss. All right, so if you spank your kids, not once in the process have you ever stopped loving them. Now, they might think, if you love me, you wouldn't spank me. No, just the opposite, folks. If you love them, you will spank them. Read the Bible. The Bible says that a man of the house, a husband, does not spank their children, does not discipline their children, listen, hates their son. You don't really care for them. You're more concerned about their affection than you are their well-being. Do you hear me? It's Bible. Read it. Read the book of Proverbs and see what it has to say about disciplining your children. Be an eye-opener for you. Because the world, even the international community now, folks, whether you know it or not, is trying to pass laws to where you cannot discipline your kid at all. Canada is beginning to embrace some of that international policy to where if you spank your kid at all, it is child abuse. That is insanity, demonic, and not Bible. You know why it's demonic? And do you ever notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3 why Paul said, realize that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers. Listen, children disobedient to their parents. Do you know why? Because the parents are afraid to spank them. Because the community might say, you're abusing that child. Well, you come in my house, you're going to know what abuse is, buddy. I'll whoop your bottom so bad you won't know what. You'd be wanting to go back home so fast. Mama, mama, mama. Hey, the Bible, so, you know, I got children, I don't, but I got two puppies. But I guarantee I would obey the Bible. Somebody says, how would you know how to raise your children? Same way I know how to raise you. You spank them when you have to. You bless them and love them. You always let them know that no matter what you say or do, you adore them. Never stop loving them because you spank them. Never. Same thing, read the book of Proverbs. You don't stop loving your kids, and that's why you need to be careful too, of course, that you don't spank your kids in a fit of rage, because then it's really hard for them to discern what you are and what you think. But if you do it in a controlled manner, and you say, now, son, this will hurt me more than it was you. Now, they don't ever believe that. But this is going to hurt me more than it does you. They're like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. Then let me have the belt. You with me? No, but you love them the whole way through. God's saying that here. He said, listen. He said, I was disciplining you, hoping that you would stay in there so that I could bless you after you proved yourself faithful. Don't be confused at what's happening to you. It's all a plan of the enemy. All right, look what he says. Otherwise, you'll say, I did it. My power, my strength did it. Look, has made me this wealth. Has made me this wealth. Well, obviously, now God's talking there. Now Moses is just quoting the Lord. If God said, I'm going to make you wealthy, which he did right there, he just said, you better not say it was you after I do. Then it couldn't be wrong. I said, it couldn't be wrong, or else God sinned. And he didn't sin. He wants it for us. Now, I've got 100 other scriptures I want to look at, but I'm going to have to close in a minute or two. But go to that 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. We'll read the first 14 verses and then Matthew chapter 6. So if you want to find those two openings, those are the next places we're going. Deuteronomy 28 and Matthew chapter 6. says the first verse there, Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is the word. Not shall be if you diligently obey the Lord your God. Notice that word diligently, just like he used carefully over in the 8th chapter. He just says the same thing over and over, just using different words. If you diligently obey me, carefully obey me, not as you see fit. That's why I get tickled at people that say, well, you know, why do I really need to come to church more than once? My question is, if you're diligently seeking the Lord, why wouldn't you want to? Doesn't that say something about your heart anyway? That certainly you don't qualify for diligent. What, does this feel like a spanking? Oh, all right there. Hey, if you're getting spanked, it's because you need to be spanked. I'm not spanking anybody. It's just part of it. You know, if the shoe fits, wear it. It's the truth. Why don't you want to? What's it say about you? Well, once a week is good enough. Come on. You're kidding me, right? Is that diligently? I don't think so. Now, if you go ask some people in the world, they might say that, but that's not what God said. In fact, in Hebrews 10:24, he says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the habit of some, but do it, listen, all the more as you see that day coming. Will you see that day coming? Oh yeah, we know it's coming. He's coming, not far off. But he said, do it all the more. Well, obviously, if once a week was the standard, well, then doing it more would be more than once a week, wouldn't it? Well, he said in the last days, you better cling to the people that have common faith like you do, because you'll need them. Well, he said there in that first verse, diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, the young of your flock. Prosperity. That's how they made their living. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. You know, they would knead bread in a bowl. That's provision, prosperity. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out, and the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way, and they'll flee before you seven. And the Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. I think that's plain enough. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, notice holiness, as he swore to you, if you'll keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, so all the peoples of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. And it just means they'll reverence or have a respect for you. The Lord will make you, look, abound in prosperity, not poverty. In the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your beasts, in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you, the Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, and give rain on your land in its season to bless all the work of your hand. See, they were farmers and crops and herds. And you'll lend to many nations, and you won't borrow. The Lord shall make you the head, not the tail, and only above shall you be, and you shall not be underneath. And if you'll listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today, to observe them carefully, to do not turn aside from any of these words, which I command you today, to the right, to the left, to go after other gods, to serve you, serve them. And then he goes on in the next, so I don't know, 50 some odd verses, he talks about the curses if you don't. And we're not going to read all those because that won't be edifying. Because we're not going to get into the curse anyway. We're going to stay in the blessing, aren't we? But I do want you to read verse 47, or verse 46. He says, they shall be a sign and a wonder on you, talking about the curses. And you shall, and your descendants forever, because you wouldn't serve the Lord your God with joy and a glad heart for the abundance of all things. And then he finishes out talking about all the different curses, which you'll see poverty, sickness, and all that are listed in the curses. They're not what God wants for you. They're what Satan wants for you. Now, if you had Matthew chapter 6, like I asked, we can move forward there. And we'll start with the 19th verse or so. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust can destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Somebody said, he said not to have a savings account. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. If you got any sense at all, you have a savings account. You have some money because rainy day may come. So you just have it. What if I don't need it? Well, spend it on something else. But have a savings account. Save some money. Don't. Some folks, they get 10 bucks in their pocket. It's gone, buddy. I mean, it burns a hole in their pocket. They got to have the newest toy or another pair of shoes or something. I don't know what. What was he telling you? But you know what I'm saying? Hang on to some of that cash. You're going to need it. Save a certain percentage. Put it aside if you can. Not everybody can, but if you can, get there. Of course, God will bring you there eventually. But you save money. Don't spend it. You know, you that aren't 16 yet, you know 16's coming, 17, 18, and you're going to need a car? So start saving for your car. Well, what if I only get 100, 200 bucks? Hey, cover your first 6 months of insurance, probably your first month of insurance only, really. But you understand? Just save. You know, who knows what God can do for you starting at a young age and bless you before you are 16. But he's not saying that. You know what he's saying there? See, God is always looking at the condition of your heart. He's not talking about not having a savings account. He's saying, don't make saving and getting money your life ambition. In other words, that's not your purpose for living. Yes, he'll give those things to you, but don't make your sole ambition in life honor and money, fame and money. Put him first, and you'll find out. As he said, if you'll put me first and seek me diligently, I will bless you. But don't seek money. Seek him and let him bring you the money. Look what he says. Go on. He says, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where neither moth or rust can destroy and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart's going to be also. What's he saying? Whatever you really love.
Just to try.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Prosperity is for You Too. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life.